As always, we'd like to introduce our first guest this evening to talk about the 2018 season coming up and the state of the organization, the president and CEO of the New York Football Giants, Mr. John Mara.
Thank you very much. I got to tell you, when you go 3-13, you don't expect to get cheered when you walk out of the stadium. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
John, this is the fourth year of the Giants Town Hall, an opportunity to meet with season ticket holders. Why is this so important to you and the Giants organization?
I just think that sometimes people get the impression that we take our season ticket holders for granted, and I think this is just an effort on our part to show you how much we do appreciate your support. I've said for many years, you know, I'm 63 years old now, I've been around this team all my life, been through the good years, the bad years, and there's no more loyal fan base in all of sports than the New York Giants fans.
You know, obviously, like you said, to be getting the cheers, even though going through a tough season at 3-13, but the one thing that you never lack is that enthusiasm day in and day out. What is it about your job that you absolutely love being the head and the CEO of the New York Giants?
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't have a lot of enthusiasm going down the stretch last season. It was a pretty tough stretch. But, you know, there's the opportunity this year to start new, start all over again. There's always the challenge of trying to win. It's so hard to win in this league. And, you know, we've been at the very top. We've been at the very bottom. We've been everywhere in between. It's a hell of a lot more fun being on the top, I'll tell you that right now. And I feel really good about the people that we have in place with Dave Gettleman, with Pat Shurmur, his staff. I think we had a really good draft. So, you know, I'm excited about this season. I really am. And I still haven't quite gotten the taste of last season out of my mouth yet, so I can't wait for that first game against Jacksonville. And I think we're going to have a team on the field that you can all be very proud of.
John, you mentioned General Manager Dave Gettleman, who was, you know, supposed to be here tonight, and the news broke today that he's got a little battle going on in his hands. Just talk about what was so important as far as bringing him in to this organization, back into the fold, and the fight that Dave has as he goes through this little bit of a struggle with his health.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I've known Dave for a long time. He was with us for a lot of years as our Director of Pro Personnel, so I knew what his philosophy was in terms of building a team, and I knew what a great talent evaluator he was. I think he was just what we needed to kind of restore some pride into our locker room, into our building, to kind of rebuild the culture that I think had gone downhill the last few years. But, you know, he was diagnosed about a week or 10 days ago, and obviously was a shock to all of us. But, you know, he's such a tough guy, and he's so upbeat, and that's a pretty good combination when you have to deal with what he has to deal with. And he said to me as early as this morning that, don't worry, I'm going to be back soon. You know, you're not going to get rid of me that easily. And I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it. And I believe him, and I think everybody in the building believes him.
Obviously, right now, going through the offseason and throughout the OTAs, you could see the different attitude and the competitiveness out of this 2018 team. What are the things that get you excited about seeing the way that Pat Shurmur, the new head coach, is directing this team as well?
I think, you know, there's just a different feeling in the building and on the practice field right now, something that I haven't seen for a few years. There's just enthusiasm, discipline, a lot of new faces, you know, between the draft picks and the free agents that we've signed. And Pat is very much in charge, and there's no doubt who's in charge when he's on the field. And it's just a different feeling and a different spirit, I think, than I've seen for the last few years. So, you know, we're feeling pretty good right now. But, again, we don't start playing real games until September. We'll see what happens. But I just think we're on the way back now. And, you know, it's been a tough stretch for us, but we feel good about where we are.
John, obviously you and Dave and the entire organization in the offseason when it came to Eli Manning, as far as him being the right man for the job to take this franchise to that next stage and put another trophy in that case. He's been around a long time, but he looks And his attitude is almost like he's a kid again.
Yeah, I think that's a good comment, Bob. You know, one of the things I said to both Dave and Pat when I hired them was I wanted them to do their own analysis and evaluation of Eli. I had my own opinion about him, but I wanted to hear what they said about him completely, objectively. And they both said, man, this guy can still play. We can still win with Eli Manning. And that was obviously a view that I had, but I wanted it to come from them. And so that made me feel pretty good. And certainly Eli, you know what you're going to get from him. You know you're going to get incredible preparation, incredible pride. The guy has been such a tough individual for us. He has not missed a game due to injury in all those years due to injury. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Sort of like when you went home for dinner that night.
That's right. That's right. It was worse when I went home for dinner that night, I'll tell you that right now. But, you know, so we feel good about him. He's throwing the ball in practice as well as I've ever seen him throw it, and I think he's poised to have a great year.
Yeah, we have to start getting some fan questions in here.
Yeah,
so
before we get to the ones that,
all right.
If any fans here want to ask a question, we have some people set up with microphones. But let's take some of the ones that Giants season ticket holders have sent in.
This first one is from Leon Batista. Other than wanting to win games, what are the two toughest challenges you face as an owner?
Well, I would say by far and away the toughest decision you ever have to make is picking the right head coach. I mean, you just never know until the guy is on the field and coaching your team, and sometimes it takes a few years to figure out whether the guy is the right guy or not. That is by far, you can take the best coordinators in the world, and making that next step up to be a head coach, you just never know for sure. I would say by far and away that is the most difficult decision that you have to make. And then I think, you know, evaluating the quarterback position is also tough. You see these guys come out of college, they have great college careers, and they're high draft picks, and then they don't quite make it at the NFL level. I would say those two decisions, for me, are by far and away the most difficult.
Another question from a season ticket holder, Mike Foster. If you can sit with five living or deceased Giants players or coaches to just sit and talk, who would that be and why?
Yeah, somebody said LT. Yeah, that'd be an interesting conversation for sure. And I have had those conversations with them, believe me. You know, I think I would probably go back to the days of my childhood when we had guys, you know, like Spider Lockhart and Emlyn Tennell and people like that, people that were heroes of mine as a kid. I think those are the guys that I would love to sit with. They're both deceased right now. And then even going back further, the guys that played in the 30s and 40s when it was a completely different sport, guys like Mel Hine and Tuffy Lehmans and people like that played in my father's era. So I think I would gravitate more towards having conversations with them because I think it'd be fascinating to know what life was like back then playing in the NFL, the newly formed NFL. And it was a much different game back then, much tougher game, I think. So I think that's where I would go.
They'd probably say, what the hell are you paying these guys all this money for?
I say that myself every once in a while.
Let's take a question from a fan here, down on the right.
Hi, I'm Alex. I just want to say a quick thank you. I was here last year, and you said you read all your letters. So I sent a letter, and I got a response, and I was the one that ended up in the newspaper. So I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, I remember you.
No, I just wrote about how much I love the team, so thank you, and thank you for the pride.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. I do try to respond to just about every letter. It's just, you know, it's just refreshing to see that people actually do still write letters in this day and age.
Next question here on the right.
Good evening, Mr. Mara.
Good evening.
First, I'd like to say I love the direction the team has taken since January 1st. As a member of the NFL's Rules Competition Committee, I have a question. Now, we all know any questionable touchdown is an automatic review. Has ever been brought up to a potential scoring play should be an automatic review? Say a receiver is called out of bounds. Now a team has to burn a challenge.
Yeah, that's brought up every year. We talk about that every year. Do we want to expand replay? And I think we don't want to get into a situation where you almost have this in college now where almost every play is reviewable. We think that with scoring plays and turnovers being automatic reviews, plus the coaches have two challenges, we think that's enough. We're trying to keep the game as close to 3 hours as possible. I don't want to see a 4-hour game out there. And I think you would see that if you made every play.
No, that's what every play, just scoring plays or potential scoring
plays. Well, what is a potential scoring play, though? That you could define that in a lot of different ways. I think we're comfortable with where it is right now, but it is something that gets discussed at length every offseason.
Thank you.
John, just to follow up on that, I was talking to Steve Tasker, the former special team standout of the Bills, who worked with the competition committee about changing the kickoff. How important is it to try to keep some version of the kickoff in the game, or is it not viable based on the injury rate?
We do not want to lose the kickoff as a play, although I think in college they're moving in that direction, quite frankly. So we're going to experiment this year with this new system where the members of the kicking team can't get a running start. Members of the return team, I think it's 8 of them have to be within a 15-yard area. We're trying to cut down on the full-speed collisions to try to cut down on the number of head injuries, and we'll see how it works. It remains the most dangerous play in the game, and we're trying to reduce the number of injuries but still preserve the play.
Another question here to our left.
Hi, I'm Jake from New York City.
How are you doing, Jay?
Good. And my question to you is, what was going through your mind when the Giants were on the clock, and what made you pick Saquon Barkley?
Well, we had talked about that a lot before the draft, and I think the consensus that really everybody in our room had was that he was the best player in the draft. So, my experience over the years is that if you take the highest graded player on your board, you're usually going to make a good pick and you're not going to make mistakes. When you make mistakes is when you try to reach down a little bit too much because you need a certain position. We felt like he was the best player in the draft, and it ended up being not that difficult a decision.
So, John, just in wrapping up, obviously the 2018 season starts at home, at least for a change, as opposed to a Sunday night game in Dallas. That comes in week number 2. What will it take to get a Sunday night home opener against the Cowboys, or would you prefer a Thursday night home opener?
Maybe we'll try for that next year, but it really doesn't matter to me. I was getting a little tired of going to Dallas on opening weekend, for sure. But we've had some success down there, too, so we've had some pretty good days in that stadium, and hopefully we can have some success this year. But I just want to say how much I appreciate not only all of you being here tonight, but the loyalty and the support that you've shown over the years. It makes coming to work every day a pleasure, and it really builds the challenge that we all feel to try to put a winning team back in the field, a team that you can be proud of. So thank you all very much. We appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Mara.
Thank you.